will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. On his way to a campaign appearance in Ohio this afternoon, President Trump tells reporters that he wants the Senate to vote on a Supreme Court nominee before the November 3rd election.
Let's say I make the announcement on Saturday, there's a great deal of time before the election. That'll be up to Mitch in the Senate, but I'd certainly much rather have the vote. I think it sends a good signal.
Mr. Trump says five women are being carefully vetted to become his nominee for the Supreme Court to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mr. Trump says he'll make a selection decision probably on Friday or Saturday. Meanwhile, Senate leaders have paid tribute to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We hear more from correspondent Bob Agnew.
Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says when it came to women's rights, Ginsburg not only climbed a mountain.
She blazed a trail through deeds, through words, and simply through her example.
Democrat Charles Schumer says using her brain, strength, and fortitude, Ginsburg
changed the world for women long before the rest of the world caught up.
Ginsburg's body will lie in repose for public viewing on Wednesday and Thursday at the U.S. Supreme Court. Bob Agnew reporting.
Louisville, Kentucky police are canceling vacations and requests for days off in preparation for an announcement by the state attorney general on whether he plans to charge police officers in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Police officials said in a statement Monday that such requests were being canceled until further notice. Taylor was shot to death by police on March 13th by officers carrying a narcotics warrant. No drugs were found in her home. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 509 points to close at 27,147. The NASDAQ dropping 14. The S&P 500 lower by 38. Oil dropped $1.80 to $39.31 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
God's Word is power, and we need to be in His Word every day gaining wisdom. God is very patient, but because of our immoral society, we are drowning in debt, have poor public education, and corruption all around us. Our founders would be horrified at what the Democratic agenda has become. With the right and left fighting each other, they get none of the work done. Please go to ProfitToAmerica.com. We're going to lose America. You can't remain silent. That's ProfitToAmerica.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's 404. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. State disease investigations show the Las Vegas Strip casinos top the list when it comes to possible exposure sites of COVID-19. Numbers obtained by the Las Vegas Review-Journal show the Cosmopolitan topped the list for possible exposures in June, July, and August. The five properties with the largest number of possible exposures were the Cosmo, Bellagio, MGM Grand, Venetian, and Caesars Palace. But state officials and casino representatives were quick to point out that the data does not provide clear evidence that the casinos were the points of infection. Clark County bars can now reopen. A state COVID-19 task force approved the move after reviewing the improved metrics for Clark County in case numbers, testing, and positivity rates. The Clark County positivity rate for the coronavirus has dropped from a peak of 17% in July to just 8.6% as of last week. Raiders fans from all over the country are excited about the new era about to begin at Allegiant Stadium in a little over an hour from right now as the Las Vegas Raiders host their first home game ever against the New Orleans Saints. No fans in the stadium, though.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now, there's a crash right now on U.S. 95 North. That is at Martin Luther King. The right lanes are blocked there on the off-ramp, so you're going to want to stay to the left as you work your way through there. Also, some slowing at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound. That is at Main Street.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, and so good to have Scott Hammond with us in the House, a state senator, Nevada District 18. We are now just 43 days away from the election. We are, October 17 for early voting, and maybe, just maybe, the first week of October, those ballots are going to go out. What to make of it all? Let's check in with Scott Hammond, the state senator from Nevada 18. Scott, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you on, man. You always, you know, you begin the week on such an optimistic note.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for having me on the show. And you know, I have to say, my wife has always said I'm nothing if not optimistic about everything. So I do think that things are going to turn out. I always think that things are going to turn out, but it certainly has been a very interesting week. Especially, I think, over the weekend. And then, of course, today there's a lot of news coming out of the district court up north, Judge Russell ruling on our case against the, a few folks up there in the legislature last session when they passed that bill without a two-thirds vote. So a lot of things.
And give us what you got from Northern Nevada.
So at the end of the session, I think one of the last bills that was passed really was the Democrats in the Senate decided they were going to pass a bill that would extend the some of the sunsets. Or, you know, I think it was the 2015 session when the bill was passed to that created the commerce tax. There was a provision in there, a sort of trigger that said, hey, if the commerce tax ever reaches a certain percentage, then it would actually lower the taxes for the modified business tax and a couple other things, or I think those two things. There's two things, one or two things. And it was set to expire on July 1st of 2020. 2019, after the session. And so the amount was raised, or the commerce tax raised that amount. And so it should have triggered that reduction in taxes for businesses. And instead, the Democrats put put a bill together that would extend that, that would get rid of that, basically get rid of that particular mechanism, and then keep that $100 million in there. And they said it wasn't raising revenue, and we disagreed with them. We said that raises revenue, right? I mean, it's like somebody promised you, somebody, James Sittlemeyer once said to me not too long ago, if you're buying a car for $500 a year, and that's the agreement, then all of a sudden at the end of those 2 years, somebody said, eh, you know what? We're just going to keep that $500 a year coming in forever. That's not going to set well, and it certainly didn't set well with the judge, because the judge said, you're right, that raises revenue. That and also a tax that was going to DMV, and they said that you guys passed that bill unconstitutionally. So there you have it, folks. We knew exactly what it was when they passed it. It was unconstitutional. It should have never happened. We had to take it to court to prove that it was unconstitutional. You got to stop doing this kind of thing. So that was a great decision today.
Well, and Judge Russell, this is the amazing thing. After just, a 75-minute hearing, he granted the motion for summary judgment. That means there is enough evidence already on the table without having a trial that you're going to win, so you win. Now, question, what happens to all of the money raised under these laws unconstitutionally? So what happens? Is there going to be a hole in the budget or what?
Absolutely. That's exactly what's going to happen. And you know what? The Democrats are to blame. I mean, they should never have brought something that was going to be unconstitutional. They knew it. It was shady ground from the very beginning. But, yeah, there was about a $100 million hole.
Oh, my gosh.
They knew that. Yeah, they knew that going in. And now we're going to have to go back in and we have to fix it at some point. Now, I don't know if this case is going to be appealed. I would imagine they will. Send it to the Supreme Court. But, you know, let's say it goes to the Supreme Court. Let's say they hear that. I don't know if they'll get to it before the election or after the election. I would hope that it would happen before, but, you know, things go a little slower. And so eventually we're going to have to fix that hole. So if that's a special session, that's a special session. And again, this could have all been avoided if they just would have looked at the Constitution.
Well, and they did it so brazenly. I mean, this wasn't like they were trying to slip something by you. They knew, and then they knew you knew.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, they tried to pass the bill with a 2/3. We voted no. And then about 18, 20 minutes later, they came back with another version, an amended version, a different version without the 2/3. And then they also threw the ESAs in there and said, we're going to get rid of those. So it was sort of this is what you get for not voting for what we told you to vote for, and we're going to try and pass this without the 2/3 vote. They knew it. So, again, I'm not too happy with the approach that they had in 2019. And of course, I think this just – it actually solidifies in my mind that they were doing the wrong thing at the time.
What does this tell you about the next session? And if they can't raise money that way – they're going to find another way to raise money, and it's obviously going to be some sort of tax increase or increasing a current tax, that kind of thing. Does it give you some idea of what they're going to have to be looking at in the next session?
Well, whatever they're looking at, they're going to have to make sure that they get 2/3 vote, and I think it's going to be really hard to do that. So, you know what, folks? If I were out there, please help us out. Make sure there's a backstop. There's a lot of good Republican candidates out there that are running for races that we need to win. If you want to have a backstop to prevent this governor from having complete and utter power over what goes on in our daily lives, please help us out. Get these candidates in.
Talk a little bit about some of the candidates, and I'm talking about some of the good conservative candidates. You being one of them, and there are others across the state, but there have been a couple of candidates I know that you have pinpointed specifically. Can you talk a little bit about some of these people?
Sure. Thanks, Kevin. I'll tell you, I can talk more about the Senate candidates that we have out there, but there's a few out there in the Assembly candidates that I think have a great shot at winning, really need some help. But there's five races in particular in the for us in the state Senate that are just vital. The two that, for myself, I'll start with me, Senator District 18, we have to hold that seat. We have to hold that seat, and the one up north that Heidi Gantzert holds. We hold those two seats, and then we can look at adding additional seats, three seats in particular, seat number five, that's Senator District number five with Carrie Buck out there. She's done an amazing job. She only lost a few hundred, I think, last election against a well-known incumbent. So I think that she's got a great chance at winning that seat. And I think that the numbers right now are showing us that that's happening. And then, of course, April Becker, who is just a rock star. She impressed me. You know, she wanted to get out there. She wanted to meet the voters. She knew that, you know, sometimes people can be a little skittish during this time. So she went out there and got a an ice cream truck, put her banner around it, sends a bunch of literature the day before and says, hey, I'm going to be in your area when you hear the, you know, the bell ringing. I've got, you know, popsicles for you and your family. Come on out, just socially distance, whatever you want to do, and talk a little bit about what's going on in the state. April Becker's taking on the majority leader, so you know it's going to be a tough race, but I think she's actually proven, you know, herself already, because I think that race is probably a toss-up at this point. She's out there meeting folks, and I don't see the majority leader out there doing much talking to folks at all. So that right there is an important race.
Can you talk a little bit, though, about, and I'm talking about not just state senate, but assembly races, of why it's so important that we take these seriously? And if you don't know something about a candidate, find out about a candidate. And how can people do that? I mean, we've still got political races that are being done from basements rather than being out and doing town halls and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about how voters can actually find out more about these candidates?
Well, there's all kinds of ways to do it. First of all, go to their websites, find out what's going on, what events they're doing. The last Senate candidate I would talk about was Senate District 11, Josh Dowd, who's actually out there knocking doors, making sure there's a ground game. And I know a lot of people going, knock doors? Are you serious? Well, sure. He knocks on the door, stands back about 8 to 10 feet. People answer. The door opened it up. They have a conversation long distance. Nothing passing between them, just information. And that's what's happening around the Valley a lot. I mean, you got Andy Matthews out there, I think, 37. Great candidate. Conservative candidate who's out there working his behind off to make sure he's getting the votes. Hidi Kasama in Assembly District 2. These are all people, folks, that you've got to get to know, because they're the ones who, even a small change in the Assembly is going to be monumental, because that takes you more seriously. You know, you get to work more. The Democrats have to come over to our side of the aisle and ask us, you know, to talk about how can they make the bill better instead of, you know, shoving something, you know, down our throats that maybe we don't like or the voters may not like, but you know, there's compromise. And compromise in this situation is not a bad thing. You've got to be able to work on stuff. And so there's going to be some great candidates coming in. Stephen DeLisle, he's running out there. I'm sure he's knocking on doors as well. Well-known dentist in this area in Las Vegas. Does a lot of work with youth, and especially with kids who have special needs. He does a lot of dentistry for them. So just a lot of, I think Tony Palmer, I'm going to make sure I shout out to him. He's running an assembly race, you know, former police officer, and he's, you know, dedicated his whole life, and now he wants to dedicate a little bit more to those folks out there and do a little bit more work for them. So there's just a lot of great candidates. Check out their websites. Find out what, you know, they're doing a lot of, you know, things perhaps online, over the phone, but they certainly will take the time and meet with you. You know, I do a lot of those teletown halls, Kevin, and I talk to people for days after I get done on a Monday night. Today, somebody called me up and said, I can't believe you gave me a phone number. Do you mind sitting down and having lunch with me and talk about things? And I said, sure. So, you know, anybody who's named Scott, and that's his name, I'm like, I got to meet Scott. So
there you go. There you go. Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, District 18. We'll talk about how one can judge judges and how we should judge judges. They're not political folks by and large. They're judges. They're attorneys. We'll talk about that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Monday, brand new week on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential.
Real water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of real water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your real water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the real water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Money Minute, I'm Steve Siddall. Chocolate or vanilla, Coke or Pepsi, we Americans love our choices. Retirement is no different, and it's clear that our tax choices in building our retirement plans are the most important. We have two choices, basically, the 401k and the IRA. And while Americans have gotten addicted to kicking the can down the road by paying taxes later, now is the best time since the Reagan years to pay taxes. Here to explain why is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, help us understand.
No one likes paying taxes, Steve.
Nobody does.
But if you can pay taxes on your terms, that's more important than going down the road and paying on someone else's terms. What do I mean by that? Well, right now, capital gains taxes are historically very low. So if you have a gain in the market, what I always tell people, you are not up until you're out. So it's great to have the gain. I've talked to way too many people, though, in the past that say, Coach, I've got this big gain. I don't want to liquidate it because I'll have to pay capital gains taxes on it. But I say I'd rather have a tax on a gain than a write-off on a loss, Steve, and then that starts to resonate. So here's another part. Part B is, we're in very low tax environments, so not only can you lock your gains in, but you can pay a lot less taxes than you might be paying in the future. We have a government debt that is skyrocketing, and the government's looking at all the investment accounts, nice, juicy investment accounts, and looking at all the taxes they can make if they raise capital gains taxes. So long-term capital gains, if you have the investment for over a year, if you have a good gain, let's review that and make sure you have the proper allocation strategy. So let's make sure we put that together and understand fully the Roth IRA as well. The next 10 people call, I'll fully educate you on that, as well as give you a 3-book set and an audiobook when you call right now.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And of course, at 420, we always give away something good. $25 gift card to Pancho's Mexican restaurant to caller number 3. Caller number 3. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 3 will score a $25 gift card to Pancho's Mexican restaurant. And don't forget, your next chance to win will be tomorrow at 720 with Heidi Harris. I'm so excited. It's so much fun. Speaking of fun, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. I want to ask you about judges, because I always have problems with judges, and people come to me all the time, usually in the final 2 weeks of an election, and they say, you got all these judges on the ballot, and I don't know who to vote for. You know any of these guys? And usually I don't, unless I've had some contact with them outside of the law. How should we judge judges?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I know a lot of people come to me as well because I get around and talk to a lot of folks, and I just know a lot of these folks, right? But, you know, at the Republican Club, Pauline Lee is the president of that club, and she put together a matrix of people and really looking at how they adjudicate, and it's a very involved matrix. Look, I see matrixes all the time. You know, an organization, association, at the end of a session, they look at five of the bills we passed and judge us, you know, which is not always a great matrix on, you know, based on five bills. But what she put together is a combination of three or four different matrices, I should say. And she does a great job because, you know, sometimes she picks somebody that may not be, you know, in the Republican camp, but, you know, she looks at how they adjudicate. Are they adjudicating and applying the law as it's written? That's kind of what she's looking at. She wants to make sure that that's what the judges are doing. And so I kind of look at that, whatever she puts together. And then I look, you know, just kind of based off of my affiliations with folks. You know, I've been invited to a lot of courtrooms and asked to sit down and watch and see how they're doing. Kind of like a ride along with a police officer or a fire department. You know, you get to see how they conduct themselves and what they do, what goes on in their courtrooms. And I've had some really good time. And you know, I've had a really good association with some of these judges who are out there doing a great job. But that's how I kind of use that as a way to figure out what's going on. And there's other ways, I suppose. I'm sure other people have different things that they use, but that's kind of what I rely on, is somebody who is in the law profession, as Pauline is, and try to get her insight.
I love that. I got to ask you, we've got a major event coming up in just a little bit, the opening of a big, brand new Allegiant Stadium with no fans in the stands, which is a little bit weird, but this has been a very weird 6-7 months. This is a stadium that cost taxpayers $750 million of taxpayer money. And, in fact, I was talking with Victor Jakes. I said, was it worth it? Was it worth the investment? And he said, no. I want to ask you, what do you think? Is it worth it?
You know, I've been in this business. I haven't been in the business, but my brother-in-law is in the stadium business. He did convention centers. He's been in, when I first got married to my wife, we worked at an arena up in Salt Lake at the time called the Delta Center, where the Jazz played. So I've been around this a lot, and in many locations, I would say that is probably true, that you don't want to spend you don't want to spend taxpayer money on this. Las Vegas is a different beast. It's completely different. In some of those locations, you're not going to get other acts to come in. You know, you're not going to get other things to bring revenue in. Las Vegas is completely different. So I think time will tell whether or not this was a good investment. Unfortunately, we won't be able to see the fruits of the investment tonight or for the foreseeable future. We won't see a lot of people with their behinds in the seats to watch an event, which is unfortunate. It's sort of eerie, actually, to see that kind of stuff. I mean, I've watched some baseball, and it's weird not seeing people in the stands. This is a really strange year. Totally weird. And I'd like to get back to the point where we're actually living life again. Hopefully that happens pretty soon, and we get rid of these restrictions, and we open up the economy and all those other things. We'll get to see what happens. But, you know, for right now, I'm gonna hold judgment on the end result of this until we see what goes on. But I suspect that in the future, we'll see a lot of events at that stadium.
Want to ask you, because last night the governor opened the bars. I was out at 12:15 at a place called Sporting Life Bar over on South Jones. And it wasn't a huge crowd. I didn't expect one. But there were people sitting at the bar playing machines. And that's got to be a good thing. And that also means that they're going to bring back a bunch of their people that had been laid off. What do you make of this? The one thing I hear from the bar owners is, why did it take this governor so long?
That's a good question, because I know that, well, that...